Blog Talk Radio.
On this morning, don't mind me if I sound a little bit raspy, y'all, because I actually did the show yesterday from work on my lunch break, and when I got home, I was tired. When I woke up this morning, I was tired. Thank you for giving me today, yesterday, and tomorrow, Lord, because without you, we wouldn't have neither one of those days. Welcome to Diva Spot Radio ENT. We getting our spiritual feeding on. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Or you can log in and listen live and check in with me on the chat, the live chat. I got a chat room, y'all, www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaMaryKay. Excuse me, /DivaSpotENT. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT, man. We've been talking about preparation all week, and we're going to talk about preparation all the way into Friday. Basically, a lot of us need to get prepared and get our stuff together. But today is Wednesday, December the 15th. We going in. Today's topic is bittersweet, man. We're going to be talking about the bittersweet things of life. And life is bittersweet, and blessings are bittersweet. I want to shout out to the 585. I want to shout out to my cousin Keisha, my cousin Jay. Shout out to y'all. What's up, Keisha? What's up, Jason? Shout out to the 908, the 973, the 212, 313. Michigan is live in the building. Shout out to y'all and everybody listening online. We about to get this spiritual feeding on y'all because, you know, we got to start preparing ourselves. We prepare for work. We prepare the kids for school. We prepare a meal. We prepare, you know, to pay these bills, but we ain't preparing our spirits. And that's the most, most important thing, and I like to prepare our spirits. Otherwise, we'll be running around, pointing fingers, being mad, a.k.a. blaming the world about everything else, and then wonder why nobody don't want to help you. God says, I help those who help theyself, and people help those who help theyself. So if your family ain't helping you and you ain't getting no love, maybe it's because you're not helping yourself. Let's get into the scripture on today. The topic we're talking about today is the bitter and the sweet. And this scripture is going to come from 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 13. It says, but rejoice in as much as ye are partakers of Christ's suffering, that within his glory shall be revealed. Ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. That's Peter's 1. Chapter 4:13. Keisha, I hope you're feeling better, sweetheart. My diva was sick, so Lord, bless her right now, and bless the kids, and bless her husband, and let her get well, because we know Proverbs 14:1, a wise woman buildeth her house, but a foolish fucking it down with her own hands. Let's get into it. A lot of people say, is all this really necessary? You know, with all this suffering and this pain and this trials and this ups and downs really necessary, do I have to go through this? Do I have to do that? Why me? I pay my tithes. I've been good to my neighbor. I don't bother nobody. I mind my business. Is all this necessary? We're going to talk about that on today. I'm going to tell you all a little story about this girl named Kira. Kira rarely slept. You know, her schedule was too full. She worked two jobs. She prepared dinner. She and her children ate dinner together at least five days a week. You know, she helped them with homework, and she studied for her classes. There was only a few hours left before it was time to get up again. But in just a few months, she could graduate, you know, with the psychology degree. If she kept up the pace. After that, her goal was to spend more time helping others, then performing mandate tasks. As a single mother of three children working two jobs, finding the strength to carry on really wasn't easy, y'all. The process was, in fact, painful. She went through a lot of pain. Her feet and her back hurt from the hours standing at her job. She was developing arthritis in her hands, and lack of sleep caused migraines that made her irritable. Y'all, if you're getting migraines, and if you're working two or three jobs, I can relate. I have worked two jobs before for at least 3 years. So if you're getting lack of sleep, that's because of those migraines. You're getting migraines because you're not sleeping. You move yourself all around and about. Shout out to the 848 live in the building. What's up, John? Welcome to Spiritual Feeding. We're getting it in today. Let's get back to Kira. I'm telling y'all the story about Kira, and life is bittersweet. I remember when things, and life's still bittersweet for me, even though it's a little bit more sweeter, but I still have bitter times. But Kira, you know, she was getting irritable because she was having a lack of sleep, and she was getting migraines. And is all that pain and suffering necessary, her mother asked. She thought that her daughter should forego her career plans for a while. Kira said, well, Mom, I have asked myself that question so many times. But then I think about our forefathers as suffering and the suffering they endure for our freedom. Then there are the athletes who train their bodies for hours and hours to perform a peak task. And most Importantly, I think about Jesus and the suffering he endured to save us from our sins. So I'm prepared to suffer for a little while because of the joy I will experience in the future. We all be going through it, talking about we suffering. You know, I'm tired. I'm in school. I'm working. I got the kids, my husband. But just know that all of that suffering that you receive in and all of this is only for a season. You planting a mustard seed. And the way you want your seed to grow and your blessing to grow or to get it to grow is, first of all, I have faith in God and depend on him. That's how you flower. That's how you feed your seed. Faith, hope, strength, rejoice. This is how we do these things. Prime example, because you're gonna pass your blessing by. Shout out to Dell in Brick City. He gave us a story about the man that was sentenced to hell. And he was in his room, and he looked around in his room, and it was all these boxes around with his name on it. It was up to the ceiling everywhere. When God came in the room, he said, Lord, before we go anywhere else, before we talk about anything else, Lord, what is all these boxes with my name on it? God calmly folded his arms and said, these are the blessings that you didn't allow me to give you while you was on earth. I say that again. These are the blessings that you didn't allow me to give you while you was on earth. A lot of us, we got a whole closet full of boxes. Maybe a house. Maybe a mansion of boxes because we letting our blessings slip by because, first of all, we not enduring the pain. Second of all, we all trying to run around here being Jesus Jr. So you can't do things on your own time. You can't work it out on your own because if you did, you know, you wouldn't be praising God. You wouldn't be saying, oh, Lord, we all get ourselves into some mess and carry on. We get down in that. There's no more crabs in the bucket, y'all. They're crabs in the ditch. We jump down in the ditch. Crabs start biting us. We're being poured down. We feel like we can't get further. And we say, oh, Lord, please help me. Get me out of this. Help me, please. Just because you tried to be Jesus Jr. and did it your way. It's time to prepare yourself. It's time to prepare ourselves. I'm tired from last night, but I got up this morning and give God the glory. See, I thank God because last night when we were sleeping, we didn't protect our own self. And when we sleep, we the most close to death, and we so vulnerable. But God protected us in the midnight hour. He woke us up this morning. You should be rejoicing right now, whether you sick, you aggravated, you white, you black, you Chinese, you pink, you homeless. You should be thankful for today because you got another day to participate in your life. Let's talk about this grace and mercy. Grace. My people, a lot of my people don't know what grace and mercy is. But I'm your girl, Diva Mary Kane. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. We're getting our spiritual feeding on. Here, take this with you. Grace is when God gives you something every day that you don't deserve, like life, like shelter, like your phone, like food, protecting your kids. Every day we get something we don't deserve. And mercy, mercy is when God withholds the things that we ain't ready for just yet. Just imagine if we got everything that we wanted. Really? Would you really be ready? We all say, yo, I want that corporate job. I want this position. Just imagine, I want that big money. I want that corporate money. Just imagine if a corporate organization hollers at you right now and offered you the job. Would you really be ready? Let's get honest with ourselves on today. Because life is bittersweet. You may get the corporate job. They called you up. We looked at your resume. Yo, that's what's up. We want to hire this person. But you don't have your high school diploma. You lied on your application. You don't know how to work Excel. You lied. But it's going to show at the end of the day. It's the honesty piece, y'all. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Check in with me on a live chat at www.blogtalkradio.com/Diva Spot ENT. We about to get into Fantasia. It's bittersweet. Let's go, man.
Warning, this MP3 download is illegal. Go to www.gatemp3.com and download this MP3 for free again. Open your web browser. Type www.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. We're getting our spiritual feeding on. I'm so thankful. First of all, I have to say, God, thank you for this show being live and that you're recording it and that all the listeners can go back and archive the show at www.blogtalkradio.com/Diva Spot ENT, where they can hear everything clearly. I'm so glad because I was listening to the song, I'm like, what is all that static? But then I thought about it. I had a song play on there. Shout out to Ms. Nira. I was playing Ms. Nira's song, and I listened to the show afterwards, and it was crystal clear. So maybe it sounds different on my phone or those listening, but I'm just thankful that God has given me a power on today, man. Bittersweet. Life has definitely been bittersweet, just like that situation right there. I love Fantasia. Shout out to Fantasia. The Lord is blessing me right now. We got to encourage ourselves. No matter what the situation is, encourage yourself. If you face an eviction, encourage yourself. If you lost your job, encourage yourself. You're going through something, encourage yourself. And what better way to encourage yourself is to remember that God loves me. And his word is yes and amen. At the end of the day, his word is yes and amen. I'm so thankful that God is who he is on today. Man, I was thinking about it the other day, like, what if God, first of all, God only asks us for 10% of our time. 10% of 24 hours is 2 hours and 40 minutes. Just imagine if God came to you and asked you to go souls. It's sad that a lot of us get an attitude with God like, what? What you want me to do? Why we need them souls? Yeah. I know y'all laughing. It's okay. Why we need those souls? Why we got to go save them people? If they ain't want what we got, then they ain't going to get it. But don't forget where you came from. Shout out to Guest 883 live in the chat room. Y'all call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Give you a shout out. Testimony time. We going in. It's so funny how, you know, we know that life is bittersweet. But Jesus looked on his sufferings in much of the same way, man. Rejoicing not in the suffering, but in the outcome. You know, when they first of all, Judas, his one of his disciples betrayed him. So just backstabbed Jesus for some silver. Word up, Judas, that's how it is. For silver, y'all. No power, no authority, no nothing, just silver. He got greedy. He said, well, I'm going to turn Jesus in. Now, when they did capture Jesus, they beat Jesus all the way from the time that they caught him, took him in front of two people, two kings. They couldn't find no fault in him. See, his people had rose against him because they was afraid of his power. And when you start walking with the Lord, and when you start conditioning yourself, start preparing yourself, walking each and every day with the Lord, getting up, praising the Lord, thanking him in the bad times too, not just in the good times, but in the bad times too, watch how many people rise against you. Oh, she are holier than thou now. Oh, brother such and such now. I remember when he was just slinging and banging last week. I remember when she was just tripping and dipping last week. Oh, now she done gave her life over to the Lord. Yeah, right. That's what you're going to get, man. Even your spouse, your mate got hate too. You stop drinking. You stop smoking. You start worshiping the Lord. You know, you start doing things in a different way, putting God first. Shout out to the 973 Brick City in the building. We're talking about the bittersweet things of life, man. This topic, I think, was so important because bittersweet, because a lot of times we don't see the blessing in our suffering. See, to be blessed, you have to suffer. Nothing is going to come without suffering. And that's just it at the end of the day. That's how we just look at things. In order to suffer is to be blessed. And to be blessed is to find the understanding of suffering. So you got to put in some work to get something. I had to learn that too. But just like I was saying with the mate thing, you make it have hate. When you start giving your life over to God, you're going to start to change because the things of the world ain't going to really bring you the satisfaction that they did before. And when you worship the world and the things in the world, you make God your enemy. How could you worship and idolize something so materialistic when that didn't cover you? That didn't cover you with the blood last night. That didn't protect you while you were sleeping. Did your car come in the middle of the night and protect you from any weapons being formed against you? Your hair done, nails done, everything done, none of that. It's materialistic, and I love it about these materialistic things when I talk about it, because I come to realize that they are limited services. These are limited things in our life. This show is limited. My phone is limited. My house, my car, my job, my weight is limited. But the love from God and Jesus' blood is an unlimited blessing. See, I want to tap into the unlimited things. These worldly things, they only brought me limited pleasure and most likely brought me down. I mean, I come to realize, and you know, I love God so much that I won't disrespect him by trying to be Jesus Jr. and trying to work out my own will and do my own thing. See, I seek the word of God first before I do anything. It's been a long, long, long journey, and I got an even more longer journey. And I'm not despising the chastening of the Lord. See, I have to put it on the I have to use me as an example, because I'm thankful that God can gave me the first of all, the authority to get honest on today with y'all. Because my faith at first was tiptoe. I was praising the Lord in my stilettos. Yeah, I love the Lord just tiptoeing around, strutting around. And as I started to feed myself more and more each day, with my women's Bible, I encourage everybody to go and get a yearly Bible. A yearly Bible, I had to get it broken down in terms where I can understand. My Bible is the Women of Color Devotional Bible, King James Version, and it gives me a topic for the day. It gives me a scripture, a short story, a way to apply it, and a prayer. Go to Barnes & Noble. They got it going on in there. Take that time out for you, even if you take the kids. Get the kids involved in the Word. Very important. But at first I was, you know, stepping in my stilettos. I love the Lord. The Lord know my heart. The Lord know where I'm at. He do. I shout out to the pastor last week, called into my show. I can't get the last thing out, but I'm sure I'm going to get it real soon. But he was saying, you know, when we say the Lord know my heart, the Lord knows I love him. And he say to a lot of people, the Lord knows your heart and you're going to hell right along with it. Now, I'm not one to be condemning people to hell. That's first and foremost. But I just thought it was really unique what he said. Because the heart is a liar. And when you say the Lord knows my heart, you're actually saying he knows I'm a liar. That's just like saying, you know, God, I worship you, I praise you, I thank you for the blessings on the day, and I'm going to go ahead and go to the church. But you standing outside of the church smoking a blunt before you go in. How are you going to get the word when your mind is already intoxicated? You can't truly get that word right there. Are you serious? I had to check my own self. I had to put my own self in check. Talking about I love the Lord. The Lord is the head. No, he's not the head. Especially when you're worried about the things in the world and what's going on. He can't be the head. First thing you do is wake up worrying. You go to sleep worrying. How is God the head and all you doing is worrying about your problems? And God is the author, he's the writer of your book. How he the head and you ain't letting him do his job? The Lord is laughing at us, y'all. He is laughing like, look at this fool trying to do my job. Trying to get our own blessings. Y'all better watch yourself. Stop getting caught up in the hype. Keeping up with the Joneses to keep you broke. Bittersweet. Bittersweet. If you got a lump sum of money, or the old income tax is coming. People, do yourself a favor, and whatever your income tax is, split that in half and bank it. Split it in half and bank it. And whatever half that you got, after you, the other half, just see, you got to put this in your head, like, this is all I got back from my income tax. Because if that was all you got back from your income tax, you will make it work anyway. It's time for us to start banking this money and saving this money so we can have some stuff later on, so we can be a blessing to somebody else and ourselves. All these people talk about they CEOs. I'm a CEO. I'm doing it big. I run my own business, or I'm a boss. But you ain't got five stacks in the bank to invest into, your own business. Your credit is jacked. That's because we want to get all dressed up, get all cute, shine. And first of all, we be getting all dappered out to go hang with people. Say it, Diva. Say it. We get all dressed up and all fancy to go hang with somebody, first of all, that really don't care about us anyway, and that's less fortunate than us anyway, and dirty. All it, you want to go get your best on to go hang around people and get your clothes all stinked up with skunk, with piss, with perp, and go get drunk and your new hair done, nails done, everything done. Really? For real, man? And if you're calling yourself a CEO and you say you in business, and if I can't Google you, if you tell me your name and I Google you and nothing come up, you are not a CEO. You are not in business. And that's the same thing God is going to say too as well. I'm looking up your file. I'm searching for you. I'm searching for what your spirit, what you've been doing with your spirit. What have you been doing with the time that I gave you? Where have you been investing in it? Have you been investing into me or into the world? I just blew somebody's mind when I said that. Are you investing your time into the Lord who gave you everything or into the world? Are you investing your time in an unlimited service or a limited service? Y'all rock with me today. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now getting your spiritual feeding on Diva Spot Radio, ENT. This is how we do it each and every day, Monday through Friday. We got these New Year resolutions coming. Y'all make sure y'all put God first, family second, career third. Don't worry about your weight. Don't worry about this. Don't worry about that. God planted you where you are. And you ought to grow from there. Be grateful. We're going to get into some Hezekiah Walker, and then we're going to come back and hit up the hotlines. This is your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuning live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT, and we grateful, man.
Tell them yes, I'm grateful. The victory that we've won. Tell them I could go on and on. About your works. Because I'm grateful. Praise you, Lord. Lift your hands and say, flowing from my heart. Hollister. Oh, yeah. I don't know where to start, Jesus. God, I could have been dead and gone, but you saw a different. You decided to save me. Oh, and I'm grateful. Oh, and I'm grateful. Yeah. I could have been down and out, but you saved me, Lord. Oh, I love you, Lord. From my heart, I love you. For setting me free. For washing me clean. Oh, for loving me, Lord. Yeah.
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. We getting our spiritual feeding on today. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. I got to say, first of all, God, thank you for you being you, man. And just when you think, you know how you pray for people and you try to encourage people to keep God first and go to church and pray, you think they ain't listening? They listening, y'all. They hear you, you know, but don't try to force it on them. Let it be an option, because you got to think about it. And I had to say this to myself as well. For 28 years, God chased me from the day I was born up until today. God chased me. God prayed for me. God prayed for me. God prayed for me. God prayed for me to do his will. You know, you have a purpose. You got a purpose, Ebony. You got a purpose, Diva Mary Kay. All you got to do is trust me. And I'll lay the path out for you. All you got to do is walk. You ain't got to do nothing else but walk and pray and be faithful and consistent. But just when you think people ain't listening, you know, the family members that you pray for that's out in the world and out in the street, and you think that that's your prayer and you talking to them is going on deaf ears, it's not, y'all. It's not. But it's the way that you come at them. Keep praying for them. And I had to realize this too. You know, let it be an option for them to come to the Lord. See, God ain't going to beg you to get these blessings. And you shouldn't have to. It's a choice, that free will. The same free will that you get from the Lord, you got to give it to others that you care about. And it's an option to tune in. When I text, when I promo on Twitter, MySpace, Moto, Tag, Google, we go in. My show is being promoted, promo right now. It's an option for them to click on it. You know, I'm not going to get mad, because even if, you know, nobody tunes into the show, I thank God, because God always make a way. The show is being recorded right now as I speak. And it's after it's recorded, it's saved. It's archived. People can go back and get the word. The most important thing is getting the message. Because a lot of times we do stuff for people and, you know, we reach out to them. And, you know, when we don't get the response back that we're looking for, now we mad. Now you got mad milk. Why you got mad milk if you was doing that in the beginning to reach out to them? You know, to encourage them, to help them on today. Don't be mad. Don't have mad milk. It's okay. But you got to think about it. Your age right now, God chased you and still chasing you to this day. Now it's time for you to chase the Lord. Do not despise the chastening of the Lord. God is so good. We're going to go to the hotlines and open them up. We got Rocker Block live in the building. Rocker Block, good morning. Well, good afternoon because you're on the East Coast. What's going on, brother? How are you?
I'm fine. Good afternoon.
Round of applause for Rocker Block, man. Live in the building. Life is so, so, so bittersweet, and that's what we're talking about today, bittersweet. A lot of people say, is all this really necessary? Is all this pain and mess and trials and tribulations and, you know, things being took away from me, is it necessary?
It's probably necessary in God's eyes, but for us, we just feel the pain, you know, we just want it to go away. But I really don't know. You can't ask me that. You know, I ain't the maker of all this stuff. So, like, if you make it, you know, if you put it upon yourself to go through what we go through as far as all of that, then, yeah, you know, it's necessary because we put it on ourselves. But other than that, I really don't know. How you doing, though?
I am doing well on today. And I like what you just said right there, that it is necessary. A lot of times we do got to go through this. You got to go through something to get something. This on-the-job training living on earth. This is on-the-job training. We got to start realizing that, you know, we residents of heaven. We just live on earth. But it's how you taking care of yourself right now. How you preparing for your heavenly home. Yeah. It's a background check. God doing a credit check on you. He's doing a background check. Hold on. You can't come up in this gated community if your conditions ain't right.
Oh, man. Waiting for that mirror.
We be so caught up on, you know, we be so caught up on the things in the world that we forget that this is a temporary place. This is an unlimited service. I mean, this is a limited service. Nowhere does it say in your rental agreement and your job agreement and the daycare that you are going to get an abundant life, that you're going to live for eternity. Nowhere does it say that. And the crazy thing about it, we pay for these services.
Mm-hmm.
We pay with money and we pay with stress. But God don't ask us to do nothing but pray, love thy neighbor, be fruitful, be calm, be loving, be caring.
And kind.
Don't be evil.
That's right.
He don't ask for no money. And I just want to just reach out and just shake some people sometimes. Like, wake up. And I can't really be mad because it took me thus far to get myself together and wake up. And to realize that, you know, that the things of the world is not going to get me what I'm looking for. I always love God wholeheartedly. Always. Always. His spirit's always been with me. But I wasn't utilizing the services that God had available to me. I was too busy on basic service, doing basic stuff, being basic. And then mad when I didn't, yeah, being basic. Go ahead, Rocker Block. I hear you.
Trials and tribulations and all that kind of stuff. Man, it's brought upon ourselves, man, because we we have to test stuff out before we just stick our heads in and stick our nose or stick our feet in it, you know what I'm saying? Or put a hand in it or our 2 cents. Because I'm talking about as soon as you, let's say you meet a person you're trying to get in a relationship, you want to test that person out first, you know what I'm saying, before you even make it serious. Because before you can make it serious, you have to know whether or not you can deal with that person on different levels. You know what I'm saying? So then if we start to go through trials and tribulations and then you can't talk to that person and bring that person to a compromising position with you to where y'all both can compromise and talk about it and get it out the way before y'all go to bed at night, then, you know, you brought that upon yourself. There's nothing you could do about it. Had you tested and you knew that, you knew you wouldn't going to be able to talk about something, then what, you know, what can you do? You just got to go through it now. Now you got to break up and have a broken heart and all that kind of stuff. Who wants that?
Man, ain't nobody got time to be starting all over again. That's a lot of time and patience.
I'm done.
You definitely right about that, Rockabuck, but had you had took the time, first of all, to evaluate the situation, and not just with relationships, with friendships too.
Yeah.
You know, and I have to encourage y'all on today with friendships too. First of all, in a relationship, if you're talking about getting in a relationship or if you're in a relationship with somebody, first thing is don't judge by appearance. Don't be judging on how they look. Oh, he look good. Oh, she bad. He fly. That's my boo. Because she looks so good. She a brick house. Don't judge by appearance, man. I think that's the worst thing that we do as individuals. First thing we do is judge by appearance. Second thing, don't get too close too soon. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Don't go giving up the little figgy pudding unless you didn't, he and you didn't invest some time into each other. That rust. The rust is 99%, and rust is what messed up a relationship or anything that you could have tried to gain with each other or try to go somewhere with each other. See, what I come to realize is when you're in a relationship with somebody and there's no physical stuff going on, y'all can be able to communicate a lot more better and see each other for each other. Otherwise, you're going to be blind to how the fact that he make you feel good and how she throw it back and how he throw it at you. You're going to be all jacked up because it's going to be the feelings,
and we,
especially
we
for women. Go ahead.
I think we need to be more bold. We need to be more bold and more encouraged and more motivated. What I mean by that is we have to be able to face what's going on, because we could be in an argument, we could be in the middle of something, but none of us want to face it. Well, none of us want to be the first one to bring it up or be the first one to cop out and say, listen, okay, you was right and I was wrong. Nobody wants to do that because they want to be the dominator or the overpower or the one on top. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like that's a big no-no in a relationship. Somebody has to be able to be like, listen, let's talk about this. Let's get it out the way.
Yeah, you definitely can't have two chiefs and no Indians. We should be able to change positions. We change positions sexually. Why we can't change positions in communicating? You know, we be all caught up. You right about that. Somebody always want to be right. Oh, you always wrong. And I'm supposed to be in charge and head of this. You should respect me. I'm the man. Respect me, girl. I'm the woman. Respect me, man. But you ain't respecting yourself. How can I respect you when you don't respect yourself? How can I respect you when you curse me smooth out in front of the kids? You lash at me, I lash back at you. That's that position.
No bueno.
And at three, and let's talk about this. Don't be in a hurry. See, it's bittersweet. It is. Relationships are bittersweet. Friendships are bittersweet. We got somebody that we feel like we can confide in, we can talk to, you know, we can share our dreams, our deep, darkest, most secrets, somebody to love, somebody to care, somebody to cook with, walk with, build a brand, build a family with. But it's bittersweet because we be in a hurry to get things, to have this and have that. A lot of us trying to get rich right now. Oh, I'm trying to get rich. We've been working on this dream forever, forever, forever. But think about it, we left God out of it. And for some of us, this is a public announcement right here. Public announcement. It may not be in God's will for you to be the rich one. It may not be in God's will for you to be the movie star. It may not be in God's will for you to be a CEO of a company. See, this when this preparation come in, this is what we've been talking about all week, is that preparation. Preparing yourself for what God has for you and has ordained over your life. See, we know that God is preparing us, preparing for our arrival. Jesus said it. Jesus said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it was not so, I would not have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. We know too, y'all, that, you know, that, well, we are, while we are on earth, he is preparing for whatever we give birth to in our lives. All we need to do is ask him to show us what it is. And once God show you what it is, then do all you can to prepare for him, to prepare for it and trust in him.
Yeah, and I think
how you gonna
that...
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say that I think that we need to adapt to each other as well, because if I'm a football player or something like that and you're a woman of God, and you come and you bring me, you know, stuff that's related to football because you know the kind of person I am. I'm into that kind of stuff. And I don't want to sit down and read the word with you or pray with you or anything like that. And that's not adapted, you know, that's not compromised, that's not coming together, and that's what God wants, for us to come together. God says we're not perfect, but he wants us to, you know, be like him. He knows you're not perfect, but we can always come back to him for forgiveness and everything, but he wants us to adapt and learn his ways, learn his will. You know what I'm saying? It's the same thing in a relationship, if you look at it from my eyes. So it's, you know, I feel like that's important.
It is very important to hold fast. Hold fast, y'all. Hold on tight to your beliefs. Hold on tight to what God's word is. Because I like what you said. You know, I'm going to bring you stuff around that if you into football, I'm going to adapt to your likings and your interests. Why can't somebody else adapt to your likings and your interests, especially in a relationship? And ladies and my kings and my queens, your mate should always, y'all should put God first no matter what. If your mate can't pray for you, they taking you to hell. If your mate can't pray with you, they taking you to hell. Where are you following them to? Where are you really going with them? How could you say you love me and you don't pray with me? How could you say you love me and you don't rejoice the Lord that gave us life on the day? He is the reason why I'm here. How could you say you love me and you don't give the shout-outs to the Lord? You don't praise him wherever you go. How could you say you love our kids and you don't educate them with the word of the Lord? But a lot of times in these relationships, bittersweet, we start accepting these behaviors. Stand fast. The way you will protect your kids and, you know, from somebody harming them, protect God too. Listen, if you can't, it's a package. We are like women. I'm a package deal. It's me and my kids. You better start telling that man, me and God is a package deal too. Honey, if you want to rock with me, you got to put God first. We got to pray together in the home. We got to pray together outside the home. We got to go to church. We got to start feeding ourselves spiritually. When we sitting down and eating at the dinner table, let's bring the dinner table back. Because a lot of us now, we want internet click button blessings. We just want to click a button, let the browser load, and boom, there's my blessings. That ain't how that works.
That's not how that works. No way.
And we got so used to, you know, ain't nothing wrong with having these because we in the 20th century. But there's so many times that the families are divided. The families are not together. The daughter and the mother is not communicating. The father and son, you ain't outside throwing the ball at his chest no more. You ain't outside going nowhere. You not taking little mama out and showing her how to be a lady. Because you too busy watching the Atlanta Housewives and blah, blah, blibbity, blah. Let's look at the scenario. Average home now, y'all. Average home. Dinner done. All right. Dad upstairs playing the PlayStation 3. He come downstairs, get his plate, go back to the room. The kids get their plates, go back to their room watching videos, YouTube, or whatever the case may be. Little sister, little daughter on the phone, little son watching TV, mama in her room watching whatever, whatever. The dining room table is empty. I remember when all that used to be available was six-seater dining room tables with the china cabinet. Shout out to guests 1473 live in the building with us. But I remember when we sat at the table and talked. When it's dinner time, all the phones should be off. It's like when all the TVs should be off. Let's sit down with each other and talk. Because we distracted by our 20th century toys. And now we think that we're supposed to get, you know, high five, Wi-Fi blessings. That's not how that go, man. It's bittersweet. Life is bittersweet. It's going to continue to be bittersweet. And I have to really, you know, talking and reaching out to the adults in these relationships because there's too many baby mothers and baby fathers are going on, relationships going bad. That's because, first of all, you judge by the appearance of the person look. You got too close too fast to them. You was in the hurry to get it in, get it done. You ignored your gut feeling about the person. And not for nothing, you never met their family and they never met yours. How y'all in a relationship? How y'all talking about building something and we ain't met no family? And I'm going to tell you something. 9 times out of 10, if you rocking with somebody, y'all in a relationship and you meet their family and you see their family got some issues, oh, guess what? The person that you with might have the same problems. They may have a mean streak. They may have an attitude problem. They may have a drug problem, an alcohol problem, self-esteem problems, motivation problems. You ain't do no history. But God doing history on us. Bittersweet. We preparing for the things of the world, but we ain't preparing for our heavenly home. Just like when you go and try to get into them houses, they doing them background checks and them credit checks, even at jobs. They're looking at a credit check on you. God doing a background check on you, too. It's time to get your spirit credit in order. I encourage you on today to put God first, family second, and career third. Because and a lot of us, we don't have balance in our life, man. That's crazy that we don't have balance in our life. We don't know where we're going. We don't know what we want to do. Why I haven't got where I'm trying to go yet? Because a lot of us don't know what grace and mercy is. You got to encourage yourself on today. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Or check in with me on a live. You can listen to me on live, and you can come in the chat room, give your opinion, give your comments. I'll put them out there. They'll give you a testimony. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT. And once you get there, you can just click on the live chat because I got it open for you guys. I love these. I could do so much with this Blog Talk Radio. It's crazy. And, oh, ladies, that's tuning in. Today is Wednesday, and Woman to Woman's Wednesday is airing live today, 6 p.m. West Coast, 9 p.m. East Coast. This is a show from ladies where we talk about everything. We getting honest. Y'all gonna love this show. And it's so crazy that I did the Mommy Mobs, and I was promoing the women's show, and within a day, we got so many followers, so many women are jumping on board to give their opinion and give some topics that we need to be talking about. This show is about each one, teach one. From mommy to diva, all day. I got so many people lined up to come on the show as guest speakers. It's like, it's super crazy. I'm so thankful because my show went from one show on Saturday to now the show is rocking 6 days a week with 5 different shows. Y'all follow me on Twitter, www.twitter.com/DivaMaryKay, and you can get all the updated information and all the show times. I'm about to play my song. I love this song, too. Where is it? Jesus can work it out. It's a nice song, too. I like it because a lot of people be like, yeah, I've been lied on, cheated, talked about, misled. I've been up. Oh, y'all bury me for a few seconds. Forgive me, y'all, because I'm so comfortable with my show. I think that y'all standing right in front of me, and I don't want to leave dead air on the show. And while I'm looking for this, Brother Rocky.
Yes.
Could you just give us some encouragement on today? Give us the prayer, because
sure.
I'm looking for this song.
Well, how about this? God's grace flows in and through me. When we notice the poise in another, we may say, she did that with such grace, or he showed such grace in that situation. What we see in another is what is also present in ourselves through our connection with the Spirit. As I respond to a situation with compassion and understanding, I too am expressing God's grace. I am allowing the holiness within me to surface and to flow effortlessly from me. As I embrace adversity, remain strong under pressure, or look for the good in a difficult situation, I am acknowledging that all is not as it appears. By experiencing all things with love, I draw forth the grace of spirit. The gift of grace is powerful and strong. Grace is part of my being, and I am at peace. Each of us was given grace according to the measures of Christ's gift.
Wow. And that's great. Yo, I just got encouraged on today. I already had a big precious spirit, but that right there was definitely food for thought, man. Thank you, Brother Rockablock, for that information on today. We're going to get into this music right now. As long as I got King Jesus, I don't need nobody else. Let's go.
I got King Jesus. Long, long, long as I got, don't need nobody else.
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. We getting our scriptural feeding on today. As long as I got King Jesus, I don't need nobody else. Woo! Homegirl said he's a lover when you're lonely. He's a doctor when you're sick. As long as I got King Jesus, I don't need nobody else. Why do I need anybody else? The world is going to fail you. Relationships are going to fail you. People are going to let you down. Once you get comfortable and understand that situation, you will know exactly what it is and where your faith and your time should be invested, man. Life is bittersweet. And talking about bittersweet, we got to get honest with some stuff right now. We definitely got to get honest with some stuff. And if we don't get honest, then we ain't getting nowhere. And it's so, so important. God is definitely, definitely good. Oh, wow. Got the little diva in the house, live on the show, want me to smell her breath. Yo.
Say thank you, God.
Say thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Say bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
At all times.
All times.
Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's right. Get the kids involved. Look at that smile on her face. Get the kids involved. Get them amped up about God. Because a lot of times we just let the kids, the TV raise our kids. So I ain't got time. I got to go to work. I be tired when I get back from work. Are you serious? Are you serious? But then when they grow up and they become little Kims, and they come little, become little Waka Flockas, a.k.a. little DMXs. Oh, what happened? Where did I go wrong? I didn't raise you that way. That's a lie. That's a lie. I feel like Effie from Dream Girls. That's a lie. That's a lie. Yes, it is a lie. But life is bittersweet. And what you invest into your life and what you invest into your kids is what you're going to get out of it. Don't be putting a dollar worth of time in and expecting $5 worth of blessings. Where they do that at? Shout out to Sanity Girls. I'm getting so much Twitter love. Hold on. I got to give y'all some recognition up in the building. Shout out to Official Feed the Wolves, man. Shout out to Gold Robber 1987, Maybach Dice, Maybach Blitz, Proper the Don, Dion. Add Future Guru 100. Shout out to Colombian Princess. Oh, wow. We going in. Mikey T, the movie star. Mr. All Over the Place. ABC Publicity. Dr. Tiffany Brown. Dr. Tiffany Brown. Y.B. S. Kali. Patrice 201. X Coaster. Sanity Girls. Chris Lynn. Oh, wow. Big shout out to DWB Junior 69. He is always live in the building. Shout out to Bella Beauty, too. I so thank y'all for retweeting the show, showing love, tuning in. Big shout out to y'all, man. That's what it's about. Each one teach one. Oh, man. But talking about this bittersweet situation, talking about the kids, man. Our kids need a chance. It ain't about just teaching them about the word of God when we just go to church on Sunday. No, God wake us up and bless us every day. I had an individual say to me, it was a Wednesday, and I was talking, doing a show, and said to me, it ain't Sunday. It was Wednesday, it ain't Sunday. So I said, you mean to tell me that you just go worship the Lord on Wednesday? I mean, on Sunday? So God forbid that something bad happened. Well, you need that. If something bad happened on Monday, you got to wait all the way into Sunday to get the blessings. I ain't pointing my finger at you, baby, because if I'm pointing my finger at somebody, it's three fingers pointing back at me. Know that. Know that. When you point your finger at somebody, it's three fingers pointing back at you. Jesus looked on his suffering in much of the same way. We trace it not in the suffering, but in the outcome. The Bible tells us, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the salvation, perfect through suffering. That's Hebrews 2, 9, and 10. You know, we may get weary, you know, as we strive to reach our goals, y'all. But we are encouraged to continue. We are encouraged to continue so that in the end, we can rejoice. And let us not be weary in the well-doing, you know, for in due season, y'all, we shall recap if we faint not. Galatians 6, 9. If you volunteering your time and your services, that's all good. It's all G to volunteer your time, but don't get mad in no type of way about the. You should never feel no type of way when you're doing God's will. God is good each and every day, all the time. And bittersweet. Fantasia said it the best, bittersweet. Every time I think about you, it's bittersweet. But we be so caught up in everything in the world about our mate. Oh, man, shout out to Shorty. We was talking yesterday about being prepared. And, you know, a lot of times in relationships, we got man child and women child, meaning we got big babies. We got big babies. And a lot of times we invest a lot of time in love and patience into a man child or a woman child rather than our own child. You don't love me. You don't spend enough time with me. When? Oh, you just let him do what he or she want to do or whatever the case may be. Maybe she's sleepy, he's sleepy, put her to sleep so me and you can have some time together. Oh, no. My kings, my queens, put your kids first. Your mate is always going to be there. If they love you, they're going to be there. We had a big discussion on putting your kids first. Because I have been a victim of worrying about my mate and just giving my kids the minimum. Like, okay, they got shelter over there. They got food. They got clothes. That got entertainment. Now I'm all up in the room all day with this man, and they spent an hour with my kids. I'm passing by them like they visitors. Nah, we can't do it like that. On today, get some honesty with yourself. Step your game up on today. And if the man or the woman that you went ain't encouraging you, everybody to spend family time together, get together, play some Monopoly, get together, watch some movies, hugs and kisses. We ain't praying over each other when we go out the door. It's a rizzy. You're going to end up wasting 5 to 10 years with this person that really never loved themselves enough to love you. Hey, don't get mad at me. I'm just the messenger. And I'm giving a message. See, this is real talk, real music, real radio. This how I get down. I'm not holding no grudges with none of y'all. Didn't nobody hold no grudges with me. And they don't need for me to hold no grudges for the Lord. No weapon formed against us shall not prosper, shall not work, man. It's your girl, Diva Mary K. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. We getting our spiritual feeding on, talking about that bittersweetness, the bittersweet of life. You know, let's be thankful for peace, that we got peace on today. Because the more money, Biggie said it, more money, more problems. Shout out to Biggie, man. Ain't nothing wrong with having money. We need money for the worldly things, but we don't need money for our heavenly homes. And if God gave you a second chance, take it. Take it. If God gave you a second chance to get your life together, and if he has exposed some things to you about yourself and your life, accept them. Work every day to try to change them. Work every day to try to get better. Work every day to praise him, each and every day, even when you're sick. Because we only praise the Lord. A lot of us, we praise the Lord the most in the good times. Praise the Lord for the bad times, the turmoil. Thank you, God, for me going through this hard time in my life, the struggle, because I know I'm learning something, Lord. You preparing me for something, God. Encourage yourself on today. The Lord is only making me stronger. If you're sick, you're depressed, God is making me stronger, because those feelings that we having, we got to understand they just feelings. It's a feeling. It's going to pass. Say today you depressed about your mate or a breakup or somebody passed away. But the next day you hit the lottery. You're not going to feel depressed. You're going to be happy. Matter of fact, you might be, you're going to be joyful. You're going to be like, oh, that's, death is a part of life. Your whole mood won't change. But what I'm saying is they feeling, and they meant to be felt. You can feel them, and they move on. But when it gets to the point that you try to suppress the feeling with ignoring it, drinking on the top of the feeling, smoking on top of the feeling, that's when all the term, we bring our own pain to our own self. Then when we get down and about, after God keep telling us, each one of us, to encourage each other, and we didn't follow what God said, and now we deep down in what I was thinking in a hole, now we want to call on God to get us out. We better be thankful. Yo, we better be thankful on today that God is so forgiving. I don't know nobody that's forgiving like the Lord. Nobody. Nobody, not even my own mama was that forgiving. When God give you a second chance, take it, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary K. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. We about to go into this music called The Second Chance. Listen to this song because it got something in it for you. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Get your second chance on.
young enough.
I'm getting out of the game. Praises to the Lord right now that you got a second chance, man. I love that song. I'm so thankful that I got a second chance. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spark Radio, ENT. We getting our spiritual feeding on. Call me up at 347-850-1521. Shout out to everybody on the live chat. I see y'all rocking. I see y'all. Shout out to Guest 9119, Guest 9122. I know, yeah, I'm thankful for a second chance too, man, because sometimes God sends trouble your way. He sends trouble your way to move you to higher lands, and I'm so loving it. I mean, my life has really drastically changed. My testimony, I came, even me being younger, my mother died early. I was 17 years old. My first love turned around and died a few months later. My grandmother died later, a few months after that, like 9 months after my mother died. I met this great guy. Shout out to David Sherrod. Shout out to my son, Father David Sherrod. Rest in peace. Shout out to my first love, Omar Distrieu. Rest in peace. Shout out to my grandmother, Betty Ramsey. I love you. Rest in peace. Shout out to my mother, Rosalind Brinson. I definitely, definitely love you. Thank you for creating me. God, thank you for giving her the strength and ability to carry me. And I know she's smiling down on me. Rest in peace, Mom. Going through the ups and downs, losing all those people, not knowing which way to go, out there running the streets, not knowing what to do, ending up homeless with a six-year-old. Yeah. It's sad to say, and I'm not sad to say, I'm very happy and joyful on today that I can give y'all my testimony. I ended up in a shelter with my son, and I had this woman's Bible like 2 years before I even really started to apply it to my life. But when I got to that shelter, the only thing, I had a house full of stuff. The landlord wasn't paying the mortgage. He wasn't paying the water or none of that. He wasn't paying the water or none of that. He wasn't doing nothing. The water ended up getting cut off. So I had a house full of stuff with no water. So you might as well say the house was abandoned. That's what you can say. But God brought me through. He brought me through on today because I kept my faith in him no matter what. I said, God, however long that you want me to be here, this is where I'm going to be. Whatever you want me to learn within this time, this is what I'm going to learn. That bittersweet. And even though I only stayed in the shelter for 2 months, I was blessed with a beautiful apartment. I'm talking about beautiful apartment. Laid out. But it was still bittersweet. Because there still were situations with the neighbors on the first floor. They wanted to control what I did when I came in and out. But God is so good. God moved me to a really beautiful place. I love Washington. I love everything that it has to offer. And sometimes, you know, we fail to realize we've been working and grinding so long that we went from being goldfish in a bowl to now we're sharks. It's time to get out of that bowl. You don't fit there no more. So it's time to move on. You done went to school. You done bear the burden. You done went through it all. Now it's time to move on. It's time to move on. A lot of us stuck in the same place wondering why we ain't going nowhere because you don't want to go nowhere. You comfortable with having the minimum of things. You comfortable with just being local. If you got international thinking, how you going to stay local? You comfortable with just getting a little bread here and there. You comfortable with just getting a little blessing here and there. I'm all right with this. I'm cool. I got the necessary things I need. But you don't know you putting your blessing in a box. And you throwing it into the house. Even with all you artists and all you entrepreneurs, invest into yourself. Invest into your business. Do research on the people that you're doing business with first and foremost. But invest. Register your business name. Register your entertainment name. It's not nothing but like $15 to $20 to register your name so nobody can steal your stuff. Get winning or get rolled over. That's just point blank period. But you think somebody going to show a little bit of sympathy because you ain't take the time out to invest in your own self, let alone into your name, when nobody can take it? Are you serious? You can't be serious on today. I encourage you all, to anybody that's running a business and even going into a new year, we about to get them income taxes. Register your music. Get your copyright for your music. Copyright your name. Copyright your business. Get a tax ID number for what you're doing. Because if you really grind it and you going hard in with it, you're going to need that anyway to pay and pay your taxes. Government law, you got to abide by rules and regulations. You have to. You can't do it on, you just can't do what you want to do. It's rules and regulations and everything. It's bittersweet. Okay, yeah, my name is registered. I got a copyright in, you know. Can't nobody take it. I can start to make money off of it. But still at the same time, you got to pay taxes. It's so bittersweet, man. It's definitely, definitely so bittersweet. I'm thankful that the Lord is who he is. That I don't have to do nothing but worship his name and praise him and bless God for everything that he has done for me. Thank him for me being, just loving me for who I am and who I'll never be. Thank him for putting people in my circle, in my life, a mate in my life that loves me no matter what. But it's always going to keep it honest with me, telling me the truth when I don't want to hear, hurting me with the truth. That's what a real friend does. That's what somebody that loves you does. They hurt you with the truth. But it's not to hurt you, it's to help you. It's to get you that upgrade on today. God is so good. You got to magnify his name, y'all. Especially in the good times and in the hard times, be thankful for those bad times. Be thankful for those situations. Be thankful that you're going through. Be thankful. Because you can look at this as I'm getting internship. I'm that close to God. God giving me internship. Some people won't last a day with the stuff that you go through. Won't last a minute in your life. Like real talk. Won't last not 1 minute in your life. And you sitting there complaining. Why me? Lord, why me? Why I gotta keep going through this? Why I just can't be happy? But if you don't understand what grace and mercy is, then you're gonna be asking that question for a long time. a long time. You're going to keep asking that question and wondering why. Wondering why this is happening to you. I'm trying to encourage y'all on today to get ready. Because y'all think y'all going through some stuff right now. Yeah, right. The people who, Christians, who get up and praise the Lord each and every day, the devil attack them a lot more than what they attack us. Because they faith was a lot more stronger, and he know that they got some special stuff with them. See, they got a lot of power behind them. How much power do you have behind you? How much are you really doing for yourself? What are you really investing into? Because if he know he can just get you, like, you know what, I can take care of her with her dude, or I could take care of her with, you know, or him or her with a blunt. I know how to distract them. It ain't about nothing for me to have. It really ain't about nothing. They small fries. They faith ain't strong. Who they trying to fool? I got their number. I know they stuff. I went to school with people like them. It's your girl Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. We getting our spiritual feeding on. We talking about the bittersweet. The bittersweet. Don't be upset when you chasing. Don't despise the chasing of the Lord, y'all. It's not going to be easy. You're going to get weapons formed against you, but the thing is your worries or your concerns are going to be a lot more, they're going to change. It's going to be different. It's not going to be about your bills or your family and whatnot. God's going to take care of that. Now your concerns and worries are going to go towards the world, other people. You're going outside yourself. It's more than it's just about you. But you got to encourage yourself on there. You got to build some spiritual muscle. Because if you ain't got that spiritual muscle, you're not going to have anything. You got to build spiritual muscle each and every day. It's a spiritual workout. I think that's what I'm going to start calling this too. Spiritual workout. I like how that sounds. It rings to me. I like that. Spiritual workout. God is so good. And at the end of the day, you got to tell people, you don't know what the Lord has done for me. You don't know what God has brought me through. You don't know what God has given me insight on. You don't know what God has given me favor on. You don't know. But let me tell you what God has done for me. What he has done for us. It's your girl Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. We're getting our spiritual feeding on. Log in with me at www.blogtalkradio.com/Diva Spot ENT. Let's go.
Told me, don't let no one speak for me. Loud Nation. But we out. The Lord will lift up a standard against him, and he won't prosper, no, 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 no. It won't work. Say no weapon. If I could get somebody to stand with me tonight and declare that no weapon formed against me is going to prosper, no weapon formed against your home, no weapon formed against your children. Say, it won't work. No.
There's a same one.
Saved by his stripes, I can heal.
Come on, sing. Come on, you can sing.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, you guys. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. E-N-T. Yes. 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 Yes.
Because what's going on? You praise him because you know the outcome is you win. You win.
Say it.
Because your heavenly father is getting ready to jump up in this.
Y'all, some of y'all have just been tore down. Y'all done been forgot about. They didn't cash you out. They said, I don't love you no more. They said, we don't need your services no more. They ain't rocking with you. They ain't got your back. You done lost your job. You can't find a friend nowhere. I mean nowhere. Nobody to have your back. Nobody to tell you that they love you, that they care, that they rocking with you. But there is somebody who always loves you. Whether your hair is long or short, whether you got muscles or a car or not, y'all know who that person is. And if you don't know, now you know it's Jesus. It's the Lord. You're now tuning in by the Diva Spot Radio ENT. We're getting our spiritual feeding on today. I love that song, No Weapons Formed, Shall Not Prosper, Shall Not Work, because it's so true. Whatever God has planned over your life is going to happen. You have to let it happen. Whatever God has for you, whatever love, whatever plans that he has, you have to let him in if you have to let it happen. Otherwise, you're going to block the blessing. It's going to be like an interception. You're going to intercept your own blessing and give your blessing to somebody else. It's time for us to stop giving our blessings to other people. We should be a blessing to somebody else. No problem. Be a blessing to somebody else. But don't let nobody steal your blessing. I am learning each and every day to control my emotions. I'm learning each and every day not to live a fantasy world. I'm learning each and every day to live life on life's terms. Shout out to Future Guru 100, man. Very powerful man, very smart man, very encouraging man. Y'all make sure y'all rock with you. You need to upgrade and follow that man. Follow him on Twitter at www.twitter.com/FutureGuru100. The name speaks for itself. Some people, they're going to write you off. They ain't rocking with you no more. Friends and turn into enemies. How ironically, an enemy was always a friend first, y'all. Let's think about it. Enemies was always friends first. And then they turned into your enemy. That's because they was close enough to know how to get to you, how to form weapons against you. You let your enemies in. Don't let your enemies in. Pray for them. Be clear on what they're there for. What's their purpose? Do they know their purpose? Do you know why you're here? If they feel offended when you ask them that, then you got to feed them with a long spoon. Have you did something for somebody, helped them up out of a situation, got them in a more stable situation, and they just left you behind? Don't feel no type of way. Let them go on. Let them do them. Or they don't want to rock with you no more, they don't need you no more, okay, that's fine. Now pave your own way. Because your purpose was to help that person get to the next level. Now if they decided they don't want to rock with you no more, they want to leave you behind, and they don't want to be whatever the case may be, that's all right too. That's cool. You ain't got to rock with me no more, but I'm still rocking with the Lord. Because I know the service that I provide and the blessings that I'm praying over you, it's unlimited. You got to stick to the core existence of all things. Remember where you came from. Remember how you got there. Don't let all this industry and other people get into your head and mess it up. I'm so glad. It's crazy how 2 hours just passed by so fast. We got about 7 minutes left into the show. 6 minutes now. You know, let's speak about this whole bittersweet situation, y'all. And again, I say on to y'all today. On today. Today is Wednesday, December the 15th. I say on to y'all today. You know, we know that God is preparing for our arrival. He knows, we know that he waiting on us. Jesus said it, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it was not so, I would have not told you. I go to a place to prepare, I go to prepare a place for you in heaven. He going to prepare a place. We know while we're here on earth that God is preparing for whatever we give birth to in our lives. God already knew us before we even came into existence. He know our dreams. He know our desires. He know our wants. He know what we need. We got to let him do that and stop trying to be Jesus Jr. Because, again, you're going to intercept your blessing. You're going to block your blessing. It's time to stop blocking them blessings. Get real with yourself and with your situation, baby. Because in a minute, you're going to be left in the dust, in the dirt. And you're going to be looking around like, why? And what happened? And who did it? Three type of people in the world. People who make things happen. People who watch things happen. And people who ask what happened. Guaranteed. Three type of people in the world. People who make things happen. People who watch things happen. And people who watch, who ask what happened. What's going on? Expand your education on today, y'all. Let's not just be sticking on just the topics that we like. We got to get international. They're cutting unemployment, limited service. They already cut it off in California. Shout out to Lush. Check out LushRadioOnline.com. What's upgrade? They're cutting unemployment, y'all. You better get with it. You definitely better get with it or get rolled over. God is so good, man. Father God, I just thank you on today for your continuous blessings, for continuing to bless me and use me as a tool to do your will, Lord, and not my own will, Father. I thank you for continuing to bless me for me being a humble woman on high lands, Lord. You are merciful. You are to be praised, Lord. We are to give you the victory, Lord. You do deserve the victory and the glory, Lord. Father God, you have been such a blessing in my life, and I thank you again for just giving me today to get up and praise your name and preach and teach your word, Lord. Bless everybody that tuned in, everybody that listened in, even those who didn't, Lord. Bless them, Lord. Give them favor on today, Lord. Give them blessings on today, Lord. Go before them and walk into their steps. Because like Solomon, Lord, I desire for the world what you desire for the Lord, for the world, Lord. Father God, right now I just pray, Lord, for all of those to think back to a difficult time in their life, Lord, and therefore to think about how did you ultimately bring them out of it, Lord. God, you came through before, and surely you are able to come through for us again. And I know this, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Father God, I give you the honor and the praise. Thank you for choosing me, Lord. Thank you. I thank you that you do not lie, but are faithful and true, and keep your promises, Lord. Father God, help me to be strong, Lord. Help me not to tear and tire and turn and run away. Father God, I ask, and I know the rewards are great, but I am not in it for the rewards, Lord, because I love you. I love you, Lord. I know all things are possible through you, and you are the connect. You are the source, and you will continue to be the source, Lord. I give you the praise on the day, Lord. Y'all make sure y'all keep God first in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. God first, family second, career, y'all. bittersweet. Nobody said it was going to be all roses. It ain't all roses, man. But we got to keep moving. We got to keep pushing forward. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio, EMT. We getting our spiritual feeding on. Make sure you tune in tomorrow, on Thursday tomorrow. 9 a.m. on the West Coast and 12 p.m. on the East Coast. Tomorrow we're going to be talking about the dangerous D's. Still staying on the topic of preparation. Yes. We still staying on that. God is so good. I have to say, I thank y'all all for tuning in. I love y'all, and I hope God bless y'all wherever you at. And no matter, we all fall down, but we get up. Stay blessed, y'all. I'm out of here.
We fall down, but we get up. We fall down, but we get up. We fall down, but we get up. Oh, yeah. For a saint is just a sinner who fell down. But we couldn't stay there. And God, say now,
we fall down,
oh,
but we get up. We fall down,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
But we get up.
Yeah, God.
We fall down,
oh my,
but
my,
my,
up. We get back up again. We can't stay there. There's a seed of righteousness inside of you. Oh,
we
fall down.
But
we get back up again.
We fall down
sometimes. But we get back up again. Yes, we do.
We
rise back up again.
Get back up again.
He's waiting.